Randall Stone will serve as mayor for the next 2 years, winning a quick contest after three new city council members were sworn in. The outgoing members, all conservative, said their goodbyes, and three new members, conservative Casey Reynolds and liberals Alex Brown and Scott Huber, joined the body. Despite a heated and at times acrimonious campaign, the council moved ahead unanimously with a series of emergency ordinances aimed at encouraging construction of small, affordable housing units and allowing a wide range of temporary housing. The decisions come after the campfire decimated nearby Paradise, obliterating nearly 14,000 housing units and sending as many as 20,000 fire refugees to Chico. City Manager Mark Arms said officials are doing their best to improvise.
In city managers' courses, there's no book on when your population grows by 10 to 20% in 24 hours. This just is not the norm, so we are writing the book on this.
Officials approved language making it significantly easier to obtain permits for temporary dwelling units in Chico, which includes manufactured homes and RVs. Under the right circumstances, such units could appear in residential, commercial, and industrial zones. Permits for such temporary structures would expire after 5 years. Separately, Orm said that FEMA has selected a site to place a number of trailers, and he hopes to make a public announcement in upcoming days. The council also approved a further rollback in development impact fees for so-called accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, sometimes referred to as mother-in-law units. Several members of the public, including housing activist Ken Fleming, asked the council not to waive a requirement that an owner be somewhere on the premises.
As soon as you do that, you don't have an AUD, you have a condo.
He predicted dumping the requirement would increase neighborhood impacts. The council left open the option of revisiting and revising both measures. In other council action, Chico, along with the county, Oroville, and Paradise, will continue exploring an electricity proposal called Community Choice Aggregation. The program offers options for more local control over power generation and costs customers an estimated 2% less than rates charged by Pacific Gas and Electric Company. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.